G'day, this is Nurky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time I'll be talking about feudal society and how I prefer it to the current world systems. Many people see capitalism and democracy as an evolution and superior form of existence and social cooperation as compared to feudalism, which is what existed in the world prior to capitalism. Now, I am not a communist socialist. In fact, I am very anti-communist, while also being very anti-capitalist. On the subject of stealing, capitalists would see stealing as being illegal and not having something that you worked for, just simply taking what other people have worked for. A communist would see stealing as being the action of taking from your fellow commune members, and that you should be going back to work, and that you shouldn't need those extra items, and that the propaganda needs to work harder in order to convince you that you don't need the extra items that you've stolen from others. Because in a proper communist society, everyone would only have enough to make themselves happy and wouldn't need any excess, like we see rampant in capitalism. However, in a feudal society, we would see people stealing for survival as very honourable. Organised survival strategies would be very honourable, and ensuring your family's survival and the survival of your own bloodline and your own collective would be seen as being a great father and a great family member, and people would want to flock to your tribe. However, in capitalism, this is seen as a bad thing because we are supposed to give back to a community which barely gives anything to us. And in communism, we aren't supposed to obtain excess in the first place. Now, selfishness is an issue that feudalism would absolve, in that whatever you take excess of would be distributed amongst your tribe to strengthen your group and your bloodline. Since this happens in capitalism and communism societies in its corrupt form, anyway, this is no change from what we have. In the corrupt communist societies, we see people working for the party, oppressing the workers and the proles, and doing a pretty shitty job of it. In capitalist society, we see people taking excessive amounts of resources and money for their friends and their little societal groups and their family and bloodlines, i.e. the bushes and all this aristocratic, elitist, societal obsession with bloodlines. Why not just make it official and let's have everybody work for their bloodlines and their little societal groups and tribes, and screw the people working at the top, oppressing the smaller guys who don't have any tribes, they just live in their own little homes and occasionally see their family. In a feudal society, the issue of combat for survival is also very honourable. It would be set against a strictly adhered to set of guidelines for combat, with preparations and a massive amount of rituals that would be adhered to by both tribes fighting for survival. I.e., when you killed the alpha male of one tribe, another male in his tribe can fight you for succession of the tribe, and if he fails, then you can absorb the other tribe, or you can leave them to totally dissolve and find their own way of life. It is entirely up to the victor to decide what to do with the defeated male's tribe. However, in the current world system of governments, we see stronger nations beating the living crap out of smaller nations and thinking they're doing a good job in liberating the people. They then proceed to impose their own form of government and their own beliefs upon those people. If we all had strictly adhered to the same global acceptance and rituals of combat, we would not have these problems, as there would be no sore losers and no sore winners. Once the combat had finished, we wouldn't have anybody bitching about it, as it would be a socially acceptable victory. For those of you that are science fiction buffs, the television show Andromeda has a subspecies of human called the Nietzscheans, who live by the principles of Friedrich Nietzsche, who is a very worldly person and has a set of teachings that are very pessimistic and survival oriented, as opposed to being optimistic and holistic like a lot of the Christian mythologies and ways of life. Now, the issue of killing without purpose. In an honourable feudal society, there would be no purposeless killing. The only reasons for killing another or engaging in combat with another would be for survival or for dispute resolution or even for taking over the other's place in the tribe. I.e., if a son wants to succeed his father, he has to defeat him in combat or wait till he dies. This also reminds me of the Klingons in Star Trek, who see using poisons and backstabbing people as a very dishonorable combat form. Combat should be marginalized and should have a strict guideline which both parties adhere to. However, combat should be the last option. If two members of a tribe can peacefully resolve a situation, then that is greatly encouraged. But unfortunately, in a world where there are billions of people living on the planet, it may be the only honourable form of population control, as opposed to what we see nowadays, which is letting our old people die in retirement homes where nobody visits them and people are paid to look after them and do their best to ensure that they have the last few months or years of their life in peace and happiness. If any Christians or right-to-lifers would like to challenge this theory of population control through honourable combat, then all you need to do is take a look at the current system of monetary occupation of another nation in oppressing their poor and making sure that the people at the top are the only ones that are capable of survival and self-sustenance. Which is more honourable, letting millions of people in an impoverished nation die of malnutrition and starvation, or letting equally able tribes fight it out amongst themselves and have the strongest man survive? But enough on the subject of combat. Now, as for technological advancements, since the majority of technological advancements have come through as a byproduct of war, i.e. energy production, and all the byproducts of the space program, which is actually a global war program, or a giant pissing contest between the superpowers, of which only one still exists, and for some strange reason, still manages to continue their space program. In a feudal society, we would see people using technological advancements as a way of improving life and ensuring sustainability. We would be using the technology to make sure that we do not outstep our boundaries of resource capacity, as we see in the current world systems of the third world being raped for resources so that the Western societies can live in abundance. We would also need to get used to being back to basics, as they say. Growing your own crops, making your own food, instead of using a monetary system which is completely complicated and oppressive to buy products made in foreign lands and that are untrustworthy thanks to companies like Monsanto and dodgy governments. We would see people being happy growing their own crops and toiling the fields. As for weapons of combat, we wouldn't need weapons like guns, which are designed to kill people at a distance, which is extremely dishonorable because it doesn't allow you to face your opponent in the eyes and look into his soul at the moment of death. hence confirming the kill. Instead, we prefer to shoot missiles at them from long range and ensure that they die a long and painful death. I would rather die at the hands of a fellow samurai than be shot from 1,000 miles away by a friggin' cruise missile. Okay, so anybody who would like to claim that feudalism is barbaric and murderous and doesn't address all the issues of cultural difference, well, that's exactly why it's there. It does address the issue of cultural difference because it allows people to keep their cultures intact instead of having them all enveloped into one nation, which is described as a global community and totally ignores any cultural differences. And as for the issue of biodiversity, if a tribe becomes too small and is unable to keep its bloodline separate so that people don't mate with someone within 3 or 4 generations of their own blood, then the tribe would have problems and would need to start taking bloodlines from other tribes or absorb itself into another tribe. This is why the issue of bloodline is extremely important in close-knit communities to ensure biodiversity and the minimization of mutations or the increasing of fitness for survival in any given situation through biodiversity. Well, I think it's pretty clear what my ideal situation of the world is. I'd like to hear what your ideal situation of the world is. So please respond to this with another podcast. This is Nurki signing out from another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast.
Infinite global consciousness.